July 12, 2019, Madison, Wisconsin. My name is Anna. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Paulette, and I'm Anna's grandmother. I am 69 years old, and I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Growing up, were you aware of where energy came from?
As a small child, I really wasn't aware of where energy came from. At that time, we didn't think about it very much, and we didn't talk about it very much. Sometimes my parents would ask us to put the lights out, but we weren't really very aware of trying to save energy at that time.
When your children were growing up, did you talk about energy with them a lot?
Yes, we did. Both my husband and I had gone to school and had pretty large student debts, so we were trying to be careful with our money. So we would often remind our children, including your dad, that they should turn the lights off, that they should keep the refrigerator door closed, that they shouldn't let the water just running into the sink all the time when they were brushing their teeth. And we tried to make them aware that we needed to, you know, be careful about our energy use.
How have you seen the way we make and use energy change since your childhood?
Well, one of the biggest changes is that the price of gasoline has increased really, really a lot. When I first started to drive in Milwaukee when I was 16, gas cost 29 cents a gallon. Yes, only 29 cents a gallon. Today it costs about between $2.50 and $3 a gallon. In the meantime, we also know that we need to be careful with our energy resources, so we try to drive less and we try to be more careful.
You live through the increase in gas prices in the 70s. What do you remember about 1970s energy embargo, or why it happened?
Well, what I remember is that there wasn't as much gasoline available. Many gas stations would run out of gasoline on the weekend. They would close up. There were long lines of cars waiting to get into the gas stations. And sometimes people would run out of gas while they were trying to get to the gas station. The price had gone up very, very much. So in the 70s, it was really a time when we became aware that there just wasn't going to be enough gasoline for everyone to drive everywhere all the time. It was a good learning experience for everybody.
When did you first hear about renewable sources of energy, and what were your thoughts on them?
Gosh, the first time I heard about it, it probably was when I was in my 30s or 40s. I was raising your dad and his sister, your Aunt Ruth, and people started talking about we're not going to have enough petroleum for everyone to use their cars. And we know that back at that time, some scientists started to try to figure out, can we make products for people to use in their cars from corn? We grow so much corn here in Wisconsin and in the Midwest. So they started developing ethanol from corn. And it seemed like a really good idea because we grow so much corn, and the pollution from the burning of the ethanol from corn was not as terrible for the environment as the fossil fuel. So my thoughts were that it was a good thing.
What are your thoughts on it now?
Well, my thoughts are still that coming up with other sources for energy is what we have to do. We have to do it so that we'll have cleaner air. We have to do it so you and everyone in your generation will have good air to breathe, and so that we'll have a positive future for everybody. Now I think it's not just a good idea. Now I think it's super important.
When was the first time you heard about climate change, and how has your understanding about climate change changed?
Well, the first time I heard about it probably was maybe 10 or 12 years ago when scientists started writing articles and publishing their results, and then it was in our newspapers and magazines that temperatures all around the globe were starting to rise and glaciers were starting to melt. The glacier cap at Antarctica and at the North Pole were starting to melt, and there were more and more articles, and people were expressing concern. When scientists first started talking about it, there was a lot of doubt and a lot of questions. Well, maybe it's just getting a little warmer this year. And then a few more years passed, and the temperatures were increasing. And then a few more years passed until more recently, now our scientists have shown, without any question, that the temperature of the Earth is increasing. And we know a lot of it is due to what man does, driving our cars, all the pollution we create. So I guess from when we first heard about it and we thought it was interesting and we thought it was, this is going to be something we need to learn about, I guess now we know that it's really a crisis. We know that our planet is in trouble, and we really have to all try to take small steps and try to do things that we can, because there's going to be trouble if things keep getting, if the planet temperature keeps increasing.
What are some larger scale changes that you hope my generation can work towards?
Oh, I hope your generation is able to convince more and more people how important climate change is, and how important it is for us to not rely so much on using our cars. Some ideas we talked about in our groups just today were trying to carpool more often, or if you can do a chore by riding your bike, ride a bike instead of getting in your car and just going 3 blocks to do your chore. And I think, Anna, you and preteens and teenagers and college students today, because this is going to be for your whole life, I think all of you are very committed. And I'm really very hopeful that your generation will be able to do more than my generation has done, and that by working together, people will really be able to make some good change. I hope so.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I'd like to say thanks to the University of Wisconsin for having Grandparents University, because you and I were able to come to the Wisconsin Energy Institute for a couple days, and we could learn about energy and renewable resources, and we could do some experiments. And it's really a great experience, and I'm really glad that we could do this interview. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.